Do you want to lose weight but struggle to stay committed to a meal plan because you constantly feel hungry? Does food provide you comfort when you are bored, angry, lonely, or sad? If so, you are in the right place. My name is Kristen Jones, and I'm a life coach specializing in emotional eating and weight loss, and I'm also a lifelong emotional eater. I want to provide you with information, motivation, and support so you too can learn to manage your issues with food and develop a healthy relationship with yourself. Welcome to the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. Hi, and welcome to the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. My name is Kristen Jones, and thank you so much for joining me this week. If you are listening on the podcast, if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, wherever you are, thank you so much for selecting this podcast and jumping on and being kind of a member of our community. If you're not already a member of the community, we always broadcast the podcast every week from the Breakthrough Emotional Eating community in Facebook, facebook.com/groups/food breakthrough. And if you are not a member of the group, you want to come be a member of the group. So all you got to do is search in Facebook, Breakthrough Emotional Eating. My group will pop right up. Or again, just go to the www.facebook.com/groups/food breakthrough. Amazing community, super supportive, lots and lots of free stuff. And by the time you listen to this, I'm sorry that you're already going to have passed what is going on, but because we are live in the group, I want to make sure everybody remembers. If you have not signed up for the masterclass that is happening on Tuesday, April 19th. If you haven't signed up, you need to. So if you are listening to this podcast, either live in the group, or you're listening to you watch it on replay in the group later on today or tomorrow, I want you to put, if you have not signed up for the masterclass, because the masterclass is not going to be broadcast live. Hold on a second. Technical issue. My heater just turned on and it was way too loud. If you have not, that's what happens when we go live. We are who we are here. The masterclass is not going to be streamed into the group. So it's not going to be live in the group. It will not be a Facebook Live. It is actually going to be on a separate platform. So if you want to be a part of the masterclass, and the masterclass is all about eating to satisfied, probably the most difficult concept for most people who are trying to lose weight. It's a very difficult concept to understand. It's a very difficult concept to absorb and practice on a regular basis, but it is absolutely the key to losing weight, is eating to satisfied and knowing when to stop and then having the ability to be able to stop yourself from eating. It is something that has been a problem for me for so long. And now it really isn't. So it's exciting. And I really am excited to be able to teach you all everything that I know about eating to satisfied and what all the components, all the things that come together to make that happen. So again, that is going to be happening on Tuesday, April 19th. And if you are interested and you have not signed up for the masterclass, all you have to do is put masterclass in the comments. If you're live in the group, masterclass in the comments, and I will send you the link to get you signed up. So then you will get the link to go to the special secret location. No, it's really not, but you'll be able to come and be a part of the live masterclass. And even if you don't think you can be there, it's April 19th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you are not able to be there at that time, still sign up, because I will be sending out a replay as well. So you absolutely can watch it on replay, and that will be the opportunity that you can do that. Okay. So again, masterclass Tuesday the 19th, and again, masterclass in the comments, and I will get you the link and get you all signed up. All right, for today's topic. Oh my goodness. So, I always try and gauge interest and gauge just where people are when it comes to certain things that I think I want to talk about in the podcast. And so I asked this previous week, I asked, what is the most important thing? What's the most important thing that you need to do in order to lose weight? And the two options were thinking positively and doing hard things. And I would say probably a majority, at least more than 50% of the people said positive thinking. And somebody was really creative and they said, well, it's positive. It's both because it's positive thinking because you have to be thinking positive in order to do hard things. And so I'm going to tell you that positive thinking will absolutely put you in a good mood. But unfortunately, being in a good mood doesn't motivate us to do hard things. The fact of the matter is the key to success with weight loss and the key to success in life is being able to do hard things. And when I say hard things, I just mean things that you don't want to do. Every day we are all presented with things we don't want to do. Sometimes it's as simple as getting out of bed. How many of you don't want to get out of bed every morning? It happens. It happens quite frequently. How often does that happen? It happens a lot that you don't want. There's many things that you don't want to do, but you do them anyway. And in weight loss, everything we do throughout our day, throughout the process of trying to lose weight is leading you, is going to be presented. Some days it's going to be way harder than other days, but we have to look at why are we resistant to doing hard things and what does it take to get us to actually do those things that are hard? Because I think everybody, I don't think there's a person in this group that doesn't want to feel better, feel more in control of their life, feel positive about where their life is going, have a better relationship with food, have a better relationship with themselves. But when it comes down to it, that's not easy. It is not. It's simple, but it's not easy. Simple and easy, those are not synonyms. Simple and easy can be two very, very different things. So the concept is simple, but actually implementing oftentimes is not easy. So it's important to know that when we are looking at doing hard things and doing things we don't want to do, we need to remember that we have to embrace that the only way we grow, the only way that we become stronger is by doing things that aren't comfortable, that aren't easy for us. Easy lets you check it off the checklist. Now, if you do something easy, if you're like, oh, this is really hard, let me see if I can find an easier way to do it. You can do it an easier way, but will you learn as much about yourself and about your potential as a human being and about who you really are by doing it the easy way? No. We always learn more. We grow. We prosper. We become stronger by doing things that are not easy for us, things that are challenging. When things go well, we cruise, we enjoy it. It's great. But it has to, we need to be able to always grow and prosper and do all those things. And that involves doing things that maybe we don't want to do. And so what we're going to talk about today is what are the hard things? What are the challenging and difficult things about trying to lose weight? And how do we get ourselves to actually do them? How do you get yourself to do something that you don't really want to do? You don't want to do it in the moment, but you want the result. So how do we bridge that? How do we create a connection between those two things? And part of that comes by understanding how your brain works, but also the other part is understanding how your thoughts work and how we actually doing things. We don't just do things to do things. We do things because it's driven by an emotion, and our emotions are always driven by our thoughts. And so we have to come to terms and understand those things. So what I'm going to ask, I'm going to ask those people who are live. You're live. I want you to throw in the comments. What do you think are the hardest things to do about losing weight? When losing weight, what's the hard, what are the hard things to do when you lose weight? What's the, what are the hard things that you probably don't want to do? Just throw them in the comments. And everybody just try to put one, just pick one and throw it in the comments. Okay. So I'm just going to pop on over. See what's going on in the chat. All right. All right. So what is the hardest, what are the hardest things to do when you are trying to lose weight? Stopping it satisfied. Absolutely. Debbie, you got that. Dealing with positive comments. Ooh, staying focused, limits on food intake, stay on plan. Oh, these are, you guys are so good. Yeah. Sweets. Okay. Laying off sweets a bit. Mm-hmm. Good. Not snacking. Hi, Karen. So good. I'm so glad you're here. Yeah, absolutely. Not snacking, giving up candy, not grazing. All these are amazing. These are so good. So, so, so good. Not giving in to urges to eat when you're not hungry, eating dissatisfied. Absolutely. Absolutely. Those are all things that are hard to do. And they all bring about them different challenges. Being creative, so not eating the same thing over and over, 100%. Sue, you and I talk about that all the time. Absolutely, drinking enough water. All the things. You have all these things that you know you should be doing, but it's hard. Stopping thoughts of food. Snacking is the worst for me at 100%. So all of those things are challenges, and they're all challenging to, and various people said, some people might be looking and say, oh, that's not really hard for me, but this is really hard for me. And everybody has their own cross to bear when it comes to what is challenging and what makes it challenging for them. And so we want to look at those things and say, okay, so we have these things that are really challenging, that are really hard, that are hard things for us to do. Instead of thinking, okay, well, how can I make this easier? How about we just say, you know what? Yeah, it is this. That's challenging. It is challenging. It is hard. It's a hard thing to do, but I can do hard things. And how do I know I can do hard things? Because all of you, anyone who's listening to this, y'all have done a lot harder things than just not snacking or not having thoughts about food or eating dissatisfied. I know because I've heard your stories. I know in my own life, I've gone through much harder things. I was thinking about it earlier today, and I was thinking about what was something that was really hard that I did. And I can still remember, and I'm hoping I'm not going to cry, but I can still remember driving to my brother's memorial and thinking, I do not want to do this. I don't want to go. I don't want to see anybody. Like, this is hard enough that I'm having to do this. It's hard enough that this has happened to me. And now I have to go to this event and I have to try and hold myself together. And all I wanted to do, I remember just thinking, oh, please let me get sick. Please let me get sick. I don't want to do this. I can't. So for me, when I think about that, and I think about the courage and the what I had to do to get myself in the car to go. I mean, y'all, it was the last thing I wanted to do, but I did it. And doing that and sitting through that beautiful ceremony, but at the time it didn't feel beautiful. It just was nothing but pain, but I did it. Because I knew I could, and I knew that it was going to be the right thing for me to do. So if you think about it and you think about all the things that you've done in your lives, y'all have done a lot harder things than this. And when you think about it in those terms, you're like, psh, there's nothing I can't do. If I did that, there's nothing I can't do. So the first piece is coming to that place where you remember how strong you are. So that's the first step. The first step is I want each one of you to think about right now, if you're listening to this, if you're live in the group, think about something that you've done that you think, I didn't think I was going to get through that. I didn't think I was going to make it. I didn't think that that was that I had it in me. I didn't think I could do it. And you did it anyway. Think about that. Think about the things that you've gotten yourself through. And this becomes nothing. This becomes like, oh, really? I can do this. I cannot snack. If I was able to do that, I cannot snack. If I was able to do that, I can make a meal plan and I can follow it. We have to give ourselves way more credit than we do. And so that emotion, that feeling of, I believe in myself, the thought, I believe in myself and I can do this, that confidence needs to drive you. That confidence needs to drive you. So if that is a piece that will help, that's what I want you all to do. That becomes your thing that you hold on to, that like, man, I don't want to do this. Okay. How, what? I've done harder things. I've done way harder things. So there are many, many examples of people in our group who have done these hard things. And it's kind of interesting because as I've been thinking about this topic, so many opportunities and so many circumstances have come to my awareness of just how amazing people are and just how strong people are. And so before I tell this story, I just want to let everyone to know that that this person has given me permission to talk about this. So I'm not speaking out of turn. But we have a member. I have a client. She's been a client with me for almost a year. She's live in the group right now. Holly's in the group right now, and she's on this call. We're talking about like doing hard things. And the other night, Holly did one of those hard things. Like those of you who wrote down giving up sweets, those of you who wrote about staying on plan, those of you who wrote about not eating at night. She had a little trifecta. She did all of those things. And was it easy? No, it wasn't easy. And it wasn't easy for a variety of reasons. So, and again, Holly has given me permission to talk about this. So Holly has been a client of mine for a year. We've worked together. She's lost, Holly, I hope you will go ahead and put in the comments how much weight you've lost total. I can't off the top of my head remember. But I just know I remember how much you've lost since we've been working closely together. But in December, Holly lost her partner and the father of her two young kids, Devin and Ella. And she's now a single mom raising two kids who just lost their dad. And Holly could have said, you know what? This is too hard. This is too 41 pounds. You go, Holly. 41 pounds she's lost in the last year. And could have easily been like, you know what? This is too hard. I can't do this. I just like, there's too many things going on. This is just too much. But Holly has continued to persevere. She's continued to work hard. And the other night, ice cream was what her kids wanted. And she told me she had this conversation with herself of, oh man, I really, really want some ice cream. But then it was the conversation of, no, what is my goal? What am I trying to do? Why am I doing this? And for her, it was her two kids. It was, I am the only parent that my two kids have. And so, yeah, do I want ice cream? Yeah, but that's not what I'm deciding. That's not what we're going to have. And so she had this conversation with herself. She had the discussion. She had the thoughts. And she decided, no, I'm going to make the decision that's going to be best, not only for me, but for my kids as well. And so did her kids get ice cream? Absolutely. Her kids got ice cream. Did she have ice cream? No. One, it wasn't on her plan. Two, it wasn't in her best interest. So she was, and it was that easy? No, it was absolutely not easy, but she made the decision that, and we talked about, you've done a lot harder things. You've done a lot. Things have been hard the last 4 months for her. She's had a hard, hard time. This has not been easy, but she knows that she can do hard things and she's doing them and she continues to do them. And so many people, we all have things. We all have, Holly's not the only one. I know there's people who have so many things going on in their lives right now. And no person, everyone's not the same. But when you prioritize yourself and you remember how strong you are, that's what's going to pull you through. That's what's going to get you. You can't, in those moments where it's so much easier to not feel your emotions, to not deal with what's really going on. Because if Holly had had the ice cream, it really wasn't that she was hungry. It was that she wanted to feel better. She wanted to enjoy it with her kids. They were at a school event, something that Gordon would have been there with them. But instead she remembered, she felt her feelings and she realized, no, this is hard, but I can do it. And so I encourage everyone, we're all going through things. We all have hard things, but you all have done harder things, and you have to prioritize. You have to put yourself first, and you have to realize that you can do anything that you need to do, anything that you want to do, anything that you set your mind to, you can do. You just need to believe in yourself and know that that's possible for you. And those hard things make you stronger. And Holly is an amazingly strong person. And I know that all of you are strong people as well. And so remember that when these things get hard, you can do it because you've done harder. And again, it's not about how do I make this easier? How do I alleviate this discomfort? It's bringing the discomfort in and saying, yeah, it's not comfortable, but you know what? I can do it anyway, because it's going to be the best thing for me in the long run. So it never has to do with, well, how do I change the circumstances? How do I make this a little bit easier for me? It's just the thought, I can do it because I can do hard things. And your feeling that you get from that is confidence. And that confidence is what drives you to then take action. And the action that you take is the action that's going to be the best thing for you. So when it comes to, again, whether it's doing something that's hard, whether it's feeling a lack of motivation, like I don't feel like doing this, what are the thoughts you need to have in order to make you feel disciplined, determined, motivated? People ask all the time, I'm not motivated. Well, you're not thinking motivating thoughts. You're not thinking how good this is going to be for you. You're not thinking, I believe in myself. I know I can do this. Even though I've failed this many times before, I know I can do it. So what are the thoughts? Because we all know the way we work here, thoughts create feelings, feelings drive actions, and the actions that we take get us the results that we want or we don't want. And you know, Holly is a perfect example of that. She's got a lot of stuff going on right now, a lot of stuff, even just currently right now. And a lot of those things that are going on are causing a lot of emotion within her. And she's stopping, she's processing, she's allowing those feelings to be there. She's not trying to run from them. Is she perfect at it? Heck no, none of us are. but she's making that effort and she's doing it because she knows that she can get through this. And each one of you can do that as well. So again, we don't need to run from hard things. We don't need to try and make hard things easy. We need to embrace it because we need to know that when we do hard things, we get stronger, we get more resilience, and we then create more examples of proof that we can do something even harder than that. And we can do something even harder than that. And life is not about, you know, rainbows and unicorns, as I always like to say. It is not, it is always about things being hard. And that's okay. And it's okay for things to be hard because you can do them anyway. So weight loss, life, to create success, we have to know that things are going to be challenging and we have to say, bring it. Bring it because I can do it. I can do things that are uncomfortable, that are difficult, because I've done a lot harder than this. So keep that in mind. That is what I want you to take away from here, is that belief in yourself, that each one of you, every single person who's listening to this, whether you're watching it live or you're hearing it on the podcast, you have done harder things. Don't forget that, and don't forget your strength and your power and your ability to be able to take control of your own life and then make the best decisions for yourself. That's what this is about. It's all about, what do you want? What do you want for your life? And not getting sucked into, what do I want for my life right now? But what do I want for my life in the long run? In the long run. One of the things that Holly had mentioned to me was that she realizes that for her, you know, she's got to be showing her kids that she's got to take care of herself. She's got to be able to make the decisions that are going to allow her to be around, because at this point, her kids are afraid that they're going to lose her too. And so she has to make the extra effort to say, okay, you know what? When those times get tough, she has to talk to herself and say, okay, Holly, what are we going to do? Are we going to have the ice cream, or are we going to show the kids, no, I'm not going to have the ice cream because I want to be here. I want to be here. I want to be healthy. I want to be happy. I want to be your mom for a really long time. And that's reality. That's reality of what she's dealing with. And that's the motivation. And that's the thing for her, and that she will do hard things and she'll keep doing them. And she'll keep doing them until she gets to her goal. And all of you can do that too. All right, y'all. That's all I got. I do want to talk a little, actually just talk a little bit about, for those of you who are, if you're new here in the group, and I talk about, you know, because I do mention it. I don't mention it all the time. In fact, I don't mention it very often about the fact that Holly has been a client of mine for a year. That's not just a client in the group. The large Facebook group, absolutely free. Those of you who are coming in right now, who come in, you know, I am always throwing you the link to the free resources that I happily give away and I want you to take advantage of. If you happen to be a new person in the group right now and you're watching this or listening to this and you're like, wait, link, free resources? I don't know what you're talking about. Throw into the comments, just write free resources. And if you haven't gotten them, I will make sure that you get that link and you can sign up for them. So that is kind of the first level of the support that I want to provide and the service that I want to provide to every person who comes into this group. Free resources all around. So if you want those free resources, please, please, please make sure that you put free resources in the pin. Bishop, you don't have them. Oh my gosh. I cannot believe that. Okay. I'll get them for you, girl. All right. See, and some of these names, I'm not recognizing that I haven't talked to you yet. So yes, thank you for putting those in. And again, just keep putting them in. If you're watching us on replay, free resources. Put it in the link. So that's kind of the first level of what I provide for people. And then there are other opportunities for you to work more closely with me. In fact, right now, 21-day jumpstart is like all about you working with me. It had not been previously about you working with me, but it now is one-on-one work with me, giving you all of the kind of introductory steps in how to manage your thoughts, manage your feelings, manage your actions, and take the steps that you need to take to manage your emotional eating. Because as I say, and I really try to say this very clearly, this is not a diet group. We're not about diets. We are about losing weight. We're about managing emotional eating, but we are not about dieting, because dieting does not work. And so if you're looking to lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks, this is not the place to be. Love you, but it's not the place to be. So the 21 day kind of gives you an overview of what I teach, what my concepts are, and what my philosophy is on weight loss. And it is all about dealing with the inside stuff first before we start hitting the outside. So that 21 day jumpstart program is definitely, that's the entry level place where people can work with me. I'm gonna be totally upfront. It is not free. It is not free at all, but you absolutely can. I have information about that. So if anybody's interested in learning more about that, you're welcome to that. Free resources, be all about them. I'm giving stuff away all the time. For instance, the masterclass again. So for those people who have not done the math, if you have not signed up for the masterclass, you need to. And if you haven't gotten a link to sign up for the masterclass, put masterclass in the, what's that thing? The comments. Put a masterclass in the comments and I'll get you that link as well. So then there's processes past then. We have the breakthrough membership, which Holly is a member of. Holly's also working with me in Breakthrough Elite, which Sue is as well. So we have all sorts of opportunities for people to get any kind of support that they need in dealing with emotional eating for whatever, wherever you are and whatever you need. But the most important thing, and the most important thing I want you to get out of this discussion, is the idea that you can do hard things. And how do you know? Because you've already been doing them. Give yourself credit. Give yourself a boost. Give yourself that confidence and knowing that there is nothing you can't do. And not eating a snack is an easy thing compared to the many, many other things that you all have had to go through and I've had to go through. And we all together can come up with plenty of ways that we can support each other and that we can do those hard things that we need to do in order to lose weight and keep our emotional eating under control and managed. All right. Hey y'all, have a fabulous, I like this on Thursdays. It kind of wraps up the week. So Thursdays at 3:00. Thank you so much for those people who joined. This is the first week we've done it at Thursday, a little earlier time, 3:00 here on the Pacific Coast, on the West Coast. And so thank you so much for being here. And I will see you all. Hopefully I'll see you all in the masterclass on Tuesday. Make sure you're there. And you never know. I usually give stuff away at those. Ooh, free stuff. So make sure that you you get in on that and you are a part of it. So again, masterclass in the comments. All right. Okay. Love y'all. Talk to you soon. Bye. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. For more information on emotional eating and losing weight, please go to www.facebook.com/groups/food-breakthrough and join the Breakthrough Emotional Eating community. I hope to see you soon.